Mesechtes Bava Metzia, Daf Chav Zayin, 7 lines to the top of Daf Chav Zayin and Aleph at the new Mishnah, and prior to beginning the new Mishnah, let us read 3 psukim that are in Sefer Devarim, Perchav Beis, Pasuk Aleph, Beis, and Gimel, as the Pasuk states, Lysiria, Sharachicha, Yaseya, Nidachim, Visalamtimhem, Hashiv Teshivim, Lachicha, and then Pasuk Beis continues, Vim Lekar, Vachicha, Lecha, Velo Yudata, Vesafta, Tech Beisecha, Vahoyim Cha, Abdurisha, Chicha, Isai, Vashivaisalai, and our Mishnah states, Afasim, Hisabu, Klau, Kal Elu, Vilom Yatis, Lach. And Lemelacha Massim Lemuchada, Sheesh Basimon, Vishli Tavin, Afkal Dovish, Sheesh Basimon, Vishli Tavin, Chayv Lachriz. And as the Gemara will state in a moment, that the word similar that the Pasuk stated is extra, as it was included in the words of Echim Tassel, Chav Edisachicha. And therefore, we learn from similar that the Chiyav Hashav is only in a scenario that is similar to a case of similar. And just like a standard cloth has a simon and is generally Naf Hefka, as it was made by someone and has someone that will come with a claim for this item. Therefore, the only time there is a chiyuv achrazah and a chiyuv to return a lost item is only if there is a simon and there is a potential teveya. But if we know the person who lost this item was miyayish, so you would not have a chiyuv hashava. And ayin teisa diva maschal masimla, where Taisa points out that certainly according to the mandah masimon and deraisa, our mishnah works out very well, as the mishnah stated that simla has a simon, and therefore any time that you want to go and claim an item, you must have a simon. But if the mandah omer, the simonim is not deraisa, and the only way they can claim an item is yours is by bringing edim. So l'chayru, what does the Mishnah mean when it says mas simla sheyesh ba simanim af kol dava sheyesh ba simanim, if simanim is not deraisa? And Taisa explains that the Mishnah is still teaching us that the only way that edim will generally know if a lost item belongs to a specific person is in a case that the item does have a simon that the edim could recognize. And Taisa also points out that the bailim will tell the finder that he lost a specific item which had a specific simon, and then the finder will now bring out the lost item to show the edim so the edim can testify. But if the owner doesn't have a simon, then the finder wouldn't even bother to bring the object out. And as Taisa states, Gam ha-maitzi lo yoytzi ha-simla l'haris l'cha adam el l'mishi yitin simon afal pi she'en ha-machzir lo y'bekach mikom mokam doi b'shi shaloi u'mara yisra l'edim avu dvarim she'en ben simon havi shaloi l'fi sh'abay l'misayishim. And the Gemara now begins, my b'chlal k'leilu, what does the Mishnah mean when it's stated that simla is b'chlal k'leilu? And the Gemara tells us, Amar Rava b'chlal kol avedis hechicha. And as we already explained, that since if the Torah would have just stated we would know that you have to return a simla, and therefore the word simla is extra. And the Gemara now continues that since the pasuk states l'chola v'edizichicha, so Amar Rava lomli v'kas rachmana shor chamar sev v'simla, and l'chayu all of these pratim are extra. And although the Mishnah taught us what we learn out of the word simla, however, what do we learn out of the word shor chamar and seh? And Rava continues and explains that tzrichi, that we do need all of these extra words in order to teach us various dinim. And as Rava explains, the ikas rachmana simla habmina hanimil be Edim de Gufa, Vesimarim de Gufa, as if the Torah would only tell Simla, so one may think that the only time there is a Chiyuv to give back an item is only if either we hold Simanim is not deraisa, and the one that lost this item actually brings Edim that this item is theirs, as they recognize the actual Beged, or even on the Tzad that Simanim is Lav deraisa, the owner actually has a Simon that is on the actual Beged. However, one may think, Avachamar be'edim de Ukav, Vesimarim de Ukav, Eim Aloy Madrinle, but if you lost a donkey and you don't have Edim that recognize the actual Chamar, and you also don't have a simon on the actual chamar, then even though Edom come and testify that they recognize its saddle or blanket, or the Bailam have a simon regarding the saddle or blanket, so maybe that would not suffice, and you would not have a chiyuv hashava. And the Gemara therefore continues, kas rachmana chamar, dafil chamar besimon ukav. And Rav explains that is why the Torah also says the word chamar, which is an extra word, to teach us that there is still a chiyuv hashava, even though the simon is only on the ukav, or Edom come and only testify regarding the saddle. And the Gemara continues that although you explained why we need the word similar as the Mishnah taught us, and we also need the word chamar as Rava just taught us, but Shav is said, the Kas Rachman Lomli, why the Torah also have to say the word Shar and Seh, and L'chayr, these words are also extra, and therefore the Gemara says, Shar L'gizas Davai, that the word Shar is coming to include that the finder has to even return any shearings that he cut off of the tail of an animal since the time he found the animal. And the Gemara continues, V'seh L'gizasav, and the word Seh comes to teach us that if someone finds a sheep and then he cuts the wool off the sheep, and even if he held it for a long time and he had a lot of wool that he cut off the sheep, then he has to return all of the wool or the value of all the shearings that he cut off the sheep. And the Gemara asks, Luchter Achmana Shar, that filu gizis navai v'koshkin sel gizaisav, that luchera, all the Torah had to write is the extra word Shar. And as we just learned, that would teach us that you have to return the small amount of hair of an ox's tail, and if so, certainly you must return the significant amount of wool from the shearings of a sheep. And if so, we still have to explain why the Torah had to write the extra word seh. And the Gemara now continued with a statement that we already learned in Masechet Bava Kamma on Daf Nun Dal Manav regarding the extra word that the Torah states regarding the Hezekah Bar. And we know that B'negei the Hezekah Bar, the Torah states V'nafel Shama Shari Chamar, Chacham learned Shav Le Adam Chamar V'le Kelim. However, Rabbi Yehuda doesn't use the word Shar and Chamar to teach us that din, and therefore Rabbi Yehuda has to teach us another din from the word Shar and Chamar that states B'negei Bar. Therefore, the Gemara says Elam Rava. Therefore, Rav explains Chamar Debar Rabbi Huda, that the word Chamar that states Benegei Bar according to Rabbi Huda, and we're not sure what Rabbi Huda uses that term for, and the said that Vedal is Riakal, and the word said that states Benegei our Pasha of Ashavas Haveda according to all Man Amrim Kasha, that is still Shver, and we're not certain what we actually learned from these words. Now, certainly the Chachamim knew that there was a Limud from Bar, and we certainly know that the Rabbanim knew what we would learn out of the word Seh. However, the Gemara is telling us that we don't know what we actually learned from those words, and of course, that's not a question on Rabbi Huda or on our Gemara, because certainly according to Rabbi Huda, he definitely had something that he learned from the word Chamar, and just that we don't have a Kabbalah as to what he learned out of that word. Similarly, although we couldn't figure out what we actually learned from the word Seh, but certainly there is a limud from the word Seh, and just we don't have a Kabbalah as to what that limud is. And I intend to do with Maskel, the said that Beidel, the Rakal Kasha, Makshina, the name of Milsad Asad, the Kabbalah, the Tarak, the Kasla Kra, that why don't we say that in the Hanami, although we learn from the word Shah, Gizas Navai, but we still learn out of the word Seh, full of Gizazav, and even though you could have learned it out of a Kavachayma, but we have a general cloud that Milsa the Asu Bekavachayma, Tarach Vekasav Lakra, Vetira Tari Koyin, the Kiva, the Nicht of Shah, the Gizaz Navai, have a Gizazab, the cloud, Kalavedas Achicha, and therefore the word Seh is actually extra, Ayin and Tisus, and the Gemara now continues and asks, Ve'imo, the Glavam Hudasa, maybe the word Seh comes to teach us that the finder even has to return the fertilizer that is produced by the Seh to the owner, and the Rashi explains that although one may be Chayiv to even return the hair of the tail of an ox based on the extra word shah, but possibly since glolim aren't chashiv, you wouldn't have to return it. And kamash one for the word seh, they even have to return glolim. And the Gemara responds that really that can't be the limud, and that's why we still don't know what we learned from the word seh, as glolim afkuri mafkulu, that the owner of the animal is certainly mafka the glolim to the person who finds the glolim and is tereich with the glolim, and therefore it's mamish ain leitavim, and a person that finds glolim certainly doesn't have to return glolim. And the Gemara continues, vizilma l'simanim hudasa, the baylon simanim. Then why are you telling me that you don't know what to learn out of the word seh? But maybe since we have a shayla, if simanim is deraisa, or if it's only rabbanon, so maybe we should learn out from the word seh that it's coming to teach us that simanim is deraisa, and the Torah is being mechadish to us that even the person that lost this item doesn't have edim, and the owner of this item only has a simon, that still the finder must return this item to the original owner. And Rava continues and explains that it must be that Chum learned something else from the word seh, and did not learn that simanim is deraisa based on the word seh. As lemaisa later on, when the Gemara will discuss the shayla if simanim is deraisa or if it's not deraisa, the Gemara will try to bring a raya from our Mishnah that stated mas simul miyuchedesh yesh bar simanim v'yesh l'tayvin, and it's mashma that simanim is deraisa. And the Gemara will explain that even though the Mishnah mentioned sheyesh bar simanim, that's agav grura, but the main point was the yesh l'tayvin, and we can't bring a raya from our Mishnah that simanim is deraisa. And therefore, Rava continues amri midiktani lutana. The simanim gabi simla diktani, as we learned in our Mishnah, mas simul miyuchedes sheish ba simanim v'yesh ba toivin chayv lachriz av kol davar sheish ba simanim v'yesh lo toivin chayv lachriz shma mina the seh lav the simanim udasa. And by the fact that the Gemara did not say that we should learn the din that simanim deraisa from the word seh, therefore we see that we wouldn't use the word seh in order to teach us that simanim is deraisa, and therefore it must be that there is some other limud that we learn from the extra word seh, and we just don't have a proper kabbalah as to what that limud is. And of course, this is exactly similar to the fact that although certainly Rabbi Yehuda did learn something from the extra word Chamar that the Torah states in the Parsha Bar, and even though we don't actually have a Kabbalah as to what that limud is, but certainly Rabbi Yehuda did have a limud from the word Chamar, and therefore over here also, although in a Chanami, we definitely didn't learn the din of Simanim Deraisa from the word Seh, but certainly the Chacham did have something that they learned from the word Seh, and we just don't have a Kabbalah as to what that limud is. And the Gemara now continues with Machlekes between Tanakam and Rabbi Yehuda, which will focus on many limudim as to the Chiva. And the Gemara begins, Tanur Rabbanan, we learned to the Braisa, that the Pasuk states, V'chein tassel chol avedes achicha, ashe toive imena umetzasa, and Tanakama learns from these words, ashe toive prat la'aveda she'im b'sharaputa, as if the item has a value that is less than a sharaputa, it would not be considered aveda, and therefore you don't have a chiv ashava. And Rabbi Huda ima, and the Braisa continues, Rabbi Huda And it seems Rabbi Yehuda is saying the same thing as the Tanakhama and just learning it from a different lashon, as the pasuk says, umetzasa, you will find this item, and it's coming to exclude that if you find an aveda that doesn't have a value of a shava pruta, then you would not have a chiv hashava. And as Rashi says, since the pasuk says umetzasa, it must be that you found something. But if something is not valuable and has no value, therefore it's not considered a metzia, and it's not considered that you found anything. And therefore, if someone finds something which is valueless, there is no chiv hashava. And Taz is bothered that Lakari, why do we need a limud for something that is worth less than the shava pruta? And why would we have to teach you a chiddush that you actually are going to be potter and there's no chiv hashava? And Taz explains that since the pasuk says l'chol avida sichicha, so we may have thought that there is a gzeiras hakasuv based on this pasuk that a person has to even return something that's valued less than a shava pruta, and therefore kamashmon, either based on the Tanakhama from the words asher tovim menu or like Rabbi Yehuda from the words of mitzasa, that there is no chiv hashava on any item that has a value that's less than a shava pruta. And the Gemara continues that it seems that the Tanakhama and Rabbi Yehuda both learned that there's a din prat laveda she'im ba shava pruta, and the only shaila is as to the makar, as the Tanakhama learned from asher tovad and Rabbi Yehuda learned from the word of mitzasa. And the Gemara now asks, my benau, so what is a practical nafkamina between Tanakhama and Rabbi Yehuda? And Amar Abaya, Abaya states in the Chanami, there is no practical nafkamina, mashmais darshnik benau, and it's only a question as to the makar. And ma nafkale asher tovad, the Tanakhama learns a din from asher tovad, and ma nafkale mei umutzasa, that Rabbi Yehuda learns it from the words umutzasa. And we will see that Rava will argue on Abaya and bring an nafkamina between Tanakhama and Rabbi Yehuda. But the Gemara continues, ma nafkale asher tovad, hay umutzasa mai avle, according to Tanakhama that learned prat laveda she'im ba shava pruta from asher tovad, so what does he do with the word umutzasa? And the Gemara explains that he uses the word umutzasa for the drasha ravina, the amr ravina umutzasa da seliyada mashma, that since we know that the pasuk says v'chein tassel chol avedas achicha, and therefore we know that the only time you have to return the aveda to someone is only if they're a Jew and they're achicha, but if it's a guy you don't have to return the aveda to them. And one may have thought that the only time that you don't have to return the aveda of a guy is only when you have to matriach after the aveda, but if a Jew finds an aveda and it's easy for him to go and return it, so maybe there would be a chiyuv to him to return it even to a guy. And therefore Ravina teaches us that since the pasuk says umutzasa, so it's mashma that it came to your hand already, and even though the Yisrael already has the aveda and he doesn't have to be matriach, that he still doesn't have to return it to a guy. And of course the Gemara will later ask that how does Rabbi Yehuda know the din of Ravina, and how does he know that there's no chiyuv to return the aveda to a guy even in a case where the Jew already has the item? However, the Gemara continues and asks a different question on Rabbi Yehuda, and according to Rabbi Yehuda that learns the din that prat laveda she'im ba shava pruta from the word of mitzasa, hay asher tovad mai avdei, what would he learn out of the words asher tovad? And the Gemara tells us, he needs the words asher tovad to teach us the din of Rabbi Yechon. As Rabbi Yechon taught us the name of Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, and daf chaf beis and beis, we had the same limud and we saw it was Rabbi Yechon mishum Rabbi Shimon ben Yitzadik, but the Maisa, the Gemara had an abbreviation of Reishin beis Yud, and the Gemara thought it's Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, and he taught us minayin laveda sheshafa nashi mutaris. How do we know that if a river overflows and sweeps away an aveda, that you don't have to return it even if it had a simen, and even if the Bailam are saying that they're not miyayish, shenema king tassel chol avidis achicha asher toivu mena umetzasa, and we learn out, mishavud himena umetzuya itzel kodam, the only time there's a responsibility to return an item is only if something is lost from the owner, and the owner doesn't know where the item is, but lemaisa, there are people in the world that know where this item is, and therefore there's a chiv hashava, yotzu shavud himena ve'inu metzuya itzel kodam, or as some agar shavud himena umi kodam, and lemaisa, since something was swept away by the sea, at that moment, it's impossible for anyone to get this article, and therefore, the din is that even if someone will find this item at a later point, there is no chiyuv hashava. And the Gemara continues that we stated that according to Tanakhama, he uses the word umutzasa to teach us the din of Ravina, as Ravina taught us, umutzasa dasay liyadei mashma, and therefore the Gemara asks, v'idach, and according to Rabbi Yehuda, hod Ravina minolei, how does he know this din of Ravina? And the Gemara answers, nafkalei mei umutzasa, and as Rashi says, havav yaseir, the vav is extra, mashma umutzasa kvar, and it's mashma that it was already found, and even though the Yisrael already has this item, the pasuk tells us that the only responsibility is to return an item that belongs to Yisrael, but you have no responsibility to return any item that belongs to a guy. And the Gemara continued that we previously said that according to Rabbi Yehuda, he learns out of the pasuk asher toivim menu the din of Rabbi Yechon that minayin laveda shushat v'nashi mutaris shenema kin tassel chol avidis achicha asher toivim menu umetzasa. And the Gemara now asks, v'idach according to the Tanakhama, hod Rabbi Yechon minolei, how do they know and what is the makar for the din of Rabbi Yechon taught us that minayin laveda shushat v'nashi mutaris? And the Gemara tells us, nafgalei memi menu, that they learn it from the word mimenu. menu, as the pasuk could have stated v'chein tassel chol avid zechicha asher toivad umetzasa leisuchel esalim, and instead the pasuk adds in the word bimenu. Therefore, we learn mishavudi menu metzuya etzel kol adam yatzu shavudi menu ve'ena metzuya etzel kol adam. And the gemara continued v'idach, and what does Rabbi Yehuda do with the word bimenu? And the gemara states bimenu lo mashmalei, they doesn't dash in anything for the word bimenu. And the gemara continued that we just saw the sheet of Abaya that he says that there actually is no machlekes between Tanakam and Rabbi Yehuda, and it's only mashmois darshanik benayo. And we saw multiple things where both Tanakam and Rabbi Yehuda agreed to the dinim; they just made learn it from different places. However, Rava Amar Rava says pruta shehuzla ik benayo, that since the Tanakam learns the din of prat la veda she'im bashar pruta from asher toivad, and Rabbi Yehuda learns the same din from the word of mitzasa, there actually would be nafkamina, and the nafkamina would be that if Ruvain loses an item, and at the time they lost the item, it was still worth a pruta, and then it went down in value, and by the time that Shimon found the item, it was worth less than a pruta, then it would be a nafkamina. As manda am asher toivad ika, according to the Tanakama that learns this limud from asher toivad, therefore it's based on the time that it was lost, and lomaisa, at the time that it was lost, it was worth a shavu pruta, and therefore Shimon has a responsibility to return this item, even though at the time that he found it, it's not worth a shavu pruta. However, manda am mutsasa leka, according to Rabbi Yehuda, learns this from mutsasa, therefore it's based on the time they actually find the item, and at that time it wasn't worth a shavu pruta, and therefore the Rabbi Yehuda, there would not be a chiyuv to return this item. However, the Gemara is lomanda am asher toivad habi inu mutsasa veleka, even though the Tanakama learns this limud from asher toivad, but the Maisa, the pasuk says the word of mutsasa, and therefore it's mashma that the item has to be worth a shavu pruta at the point that someone finds it as well. L'chayre, how can you tell me that according to Tanakama, that since when Shimon finds this item, it's worth less than a shavu pruta, then even though it was worth a shavu pruta at the time that Reuven lost it, then you'd have a chiyuv hashava if l'maisa the pasuk also says the lashon mutsasa, and therefore the only time you should have a chiyuv hashava is if at the point that you found it, it was worth a shavu pruta. And the Gemara continues, ela pruta shehukrik benayo, the nafkamina would be in a case where when Reuven lost the item, it was worth less than a shavu pruta, and then when Shimon found the item, it was already worth more than a pruta, and the item appreciated in value. As manda am mutsasa ika, manda am asher toivad leka, according to Rabbi Yehuda that learns from mutsasa, therefore the mice at the time that you found this item, it was worth a shavu pruta, so it would be a chiyuv hashava. However, according to the Tanakama that learned the din of less than a shavu pruta from the lashon asher toivad, so l'chayre at the time that you actually lost it, it was less than a shavu pruta, and therefore there should not be a chiyuv hashava. And the Gemara continues and tells Rava that you can't tell me that nafkamina will be by pruta shehukra, as lamanda am mutsasa, according to Rabbi Yehuda that learns from mutsasa, habi'ina asher toivad v'leka l'maisa, he also has the pasuk that says asher toivad, and therefore clearly it must be that this item was worth a shavu pruta at the time that Reuven lost it, and l'maisa since the item was less than a shavu pruta, so there shouldn't be a chiyuv hashava. And finally the Gemara explains ela pruta shehuzla v'chazav hukra ikar benayu, the nafkamina between the Tanakam and Rabbi Yehuda is in a case where when Reuven lost the item, it was worth a shavu pruta, and therefore you have asher toivad, and then in the interim period shehuzla, it went down in value, and now it's worth less than a shavu pruta, v'chazav hukra, and then it went up in value, and now at the time that Shimon found it, it was already worth a shavu pruta, and therefore in this case there's a kiyum of asher toivad, and there's also a kiyum of umutsasa. And if so, what is the nafkamina between the Tanakama and Rabbi Yehuda? And the Gemara explains manda am asher toivad, according to the Tanakama that learns up from asher toivad, so the ikka thing is that at the time that it was lost, it was worth a shavu pruta, and therefore ikka lemaisa, it was worth a shavu pruta at that point. It's also worth a shavu pruta at the time that Shimon found this item. Therefore, certainly Shimon has a chiyuv to return this item to Reuven. However, umanda am mutsasa, according to Rabbi Yehuda that learns his limud from mutsasa, so the Gemara explains that it's not stam that Rabbi Yehuda needs that it had to be worth a shavu pruta at the time that Shimon found this item, as if so, we would learn from asher toivad that it also has to be a shavu pruta at the time that Reuven lost it. However, the limud from the word of mitzasa is be'inan the ispa shir mitzia mishas aveda v'ashas mitzia. The Torah is telling us that you have to make sure that this item was worth a shavu pruta from the time that Reuven lost it all the way until the time that Shimon actually finds it. And if there's any time in the interim period where this item is not worth a shavu pruta, then there would not be a chiyuv hashava. And the Gemara continues, Iboilu, we had the following shayla, simanim deraisa idrabanan, is the concept of a simin deraisa, or is it only midrabanan, meaning when the Torah tells us that you have to return something and someone comes with a simin and proves that it belongs to him, is the Torah telling us that now you have to give it back to him as a simin is a raya that that person owns it? Or do we say that really midrabanan, you have to bring edim in order to prove your ownership, and if the owner would only have a simin, that would not be enough of a raya to prove that it belongs to him and you wouldn't have to give it back to that person? And even even so, the Rabbanu were misakin that a siman should work based on the concept of hefka bezin hefka, as we'll see on Daf Chav Zayin Rebeis, and based on a reason that the Gemara will explain on Daf Chav Zayin Rebeis. And the Gemara asks, my nafkamina, what is a practical nafkamina? As certainly in the case of a regular mitzia, there is no practical nafkamina, as memanushach, you have to return the item to the one that lost it, based on a mitzia, either on the raisadik level, or based on the din Rabbanon of hefka bezin hefka. But the Gemara continues on Daf Chav Zayin Rebeis and states, laduri get isha b'simanim, that if Reuven appoints Shimon to bring a get to his wife, and Shimon is now a shliach le'locha, and while he's going and traveling to bring this get to Rachel, he actually loses the get, and then someone finds it, and then Shimon goes over to that person and gives the person a simon and tries to prove that this is the get that he was going to bring to Rachel. And therefore, as the Gemara explains, if we say that simonim is deraisa, then certainly you have to return the get to Shimon, and Shimon will now go and bring this get to Rachel, and he could deliver it to Rachel, and Rachel will be megureshes. However, if you say that the whole concept of simonim is only a din rabbanon based on hefka bezin hefka, so kiv rabbanon takanta remaina, the only time the rabbanon can make such a takana is by mammon because of hefka bezin hefka, I'll be sure le over rabbanon takanta, but benigei isav eishes ish, then the rabbanon would not make such a takana, and therefore if the shliach only brings simonim, that would not suffice, and you would not be able to give the get back to the shliach, and he would not be able to divorce Rachel using this get. And the Gemara continues, Tashma, let us bring a riot to the shaila from our Mishnah, as our Mishnah stated, the Afas Simo Hisabu Klaal Kaligla, Vilam Miyotzes, Lahakishla, Vilam Lacha, Masimum Mirchadish, Simon of Yishle Tavin Chai Lachris, Af Kaldovish, Yishle Simon of Yishle Tavin Chai Lachris, and clearly the Mishnah is telling us that we learn from the word Simla that in order to be obligated to return the Aveda, the item must have had a Simon, but you do see that Simonim is Duraisa, and the Gemara answers that really Simonim is Durabanon, and Tana, Tavin Istruchle, Simonim Kadin Asba, as the main point of the Tana of our Mishnah was regarding Tavin, and really was telling us that from the word simla, we learn out that mas simla miyuchedesh sheyesh la toivin, and therefore yichayv lachriz al kol dova sheyesh la toivin is chayv lachriz. And the only reason why the Mishnah threw in anything about simanim is only kadi nazba, and you can't be medayik anything from the fact that we use the term simanim, as really the Mishnah holds that simanim are drabanan, and since there's a smachta from a pasuk lagabi simanim, therefore we also mention it in conjunction with the din that in order for someone to be obligated to return an item to someone, it has to be that item has someone that would have a tefillah and would be able to bring proper raias through Edim that this item belongs to him. And as we saw in Taisus on Daf Chav Zayin and Aleph, he explained this even further, and he said that by the fact that there is a simon in this item, therefore it will be possible that actually Edim will be able to come and prove that this item belongs to the one that lost it. However, as Taisus stated, Avod Dvarim She'im Ben Simon Havi Shaloi Lefisha Bailu Nisiyashu, because the owner would have been Miyayish, as Lemaisa will be impossible for him to bring Edim to prove that it's his. And Taisus continues to discuss our Gemara, and Taisus is bothered as Hod Karma Gemara Simonim Kadin Asba Avagav the Tzarcha Simonim Dali Dei Zeh Yesh Lo Toivin. That how could our Gemara say that the Mishnah doesn't really mean that you need to have Simonim and it's only Kadin Asba? As certainly the only way that the Edom will be able to come and testify is only on an item that has a Simon. Mikol Mokim Kadin Asba Dafilu Leitani El Sheyesh Lo Toivin Mikol Mokim Yadinan Dali Dei Simonim Yesh Lo Toivin Veinu Bailu Misayishim Kidaprishes. However, it still makes sense to use the term that Simonim Kadin Asba as the main point of the Mishnah and the main point of the word simla is that the only way that there's a schaivis and a responsibility to return a simla is only in a case where it's possible that there will be a tefiyah and someone can't come forward with edim and bring a riot that's his. And of course, that's only when there will be a simon, but that point is a side point, and therefore, really, the Mishnah didn't have to say the words sheyesh la simonim. And the Gemara continues, Tashma, and the Gemara is going to try to bring a riot that simonim on the Raisa from a Braisa, as the Braisa states, Chamar b'simane ukav, that since the Pasuk states the extra word chamar, therefore we learn that you don't only have to give a simon about the guf of the animal, but even b'simane ukav, and even if the owner doesn't have a simon on the chamar, but instead only brings a simon about the saddle, that would suffice. And this b'raisa is really telling us the din that Rav taught us on Amud Aleph. And the Gemara's raya is that we see that from a pasuk we're learning that a simon on an ukav is enough, and therefore we see that simonim is deraisa. And the Gemara answers, ema be'ede ukav, ena chenami. The b'raisa doesn't mean that you just be able to bring a simon about the ukav and about the saddle, But the Brice is teaching us from the word chamor that even if the Edom don't say any testimony regarding this chamor, and the Edom only testify regarding the saddle of the chamor, that would suffice. As Rashi says, even in a case that yesh Edom amakir b'tfias ayin lo'ukav shehu shaloi machzirin lo yesa chamor, and the Gemara continues, Tashma, I'll bring you another raya from a Brisa, and this Brisa is going back on the pasuk that states in pasuk beis b'negei the pasha v'ashavas veda v'im lekar v'chichoy lechav lo yedatoi v'safte el tech beisecha v'hoyim cho adrei shechicha. And the Brisa states, do you think that you'll have to return this item even before the person comes and seeks it out? And of course, that can't be pshat in the pasuk, as how would the person that find it know where to return it to and know who to return it to? Ella, it must be that the pshat in the pasuk is, we should check out the person and see if he's a liar or not a liar. And my lab is among him. And the Gemara's medayik, it must be that the way you check him out is not that he has to bring Edom, but he only has to bring a simon. And once he brings a simon, therefore we see that he's not lying, and the finder would have to return this item. And l'chari we see that simanim adaraisa, and the Gemara answers loy be'edim, and in the chanami the brisa doesn't mean that you'll check him out, and if he'll have simanim will prove that he's not a liar, but the brisa means to say that the actual owner would have to bring edim, and that is the only way that he'll be able to prove that he's not a liar and the item belongs to him. And Rashi is bothered that l'chari the pasuk says adroi shechicha isai, and how can we say that it means that you have to dashin and you have to check out the brother? And Rashi says that v'hachi mashma adroi shechicha isai Adirashcha esachicha, until you dash in, you check out your brother and you make sure that he's not lying. And the Gemara continues with another raya. As Tashma, we learned in the Mishnah Maseches Yevamos, Emi Eden Elal Pierce of Hapanim Machitim. If Reuven was married to Rachel and now they found a body and they want to prove that this is Reuven in order that Rachel is not an aguna and she could get married, so the only way that we could testify regarding Reuven is if Edom come and they say that we recognize his face and he wasn't deformed and his nose was there as well, and therefore we recognize that it was Reuven, and then Rachel will be able to go and get married. And the Mishnah continues, Afal Pishi Simanim Begufa Uva Kelov, that would not suffice if you have Simanim on his body or Simanim on the things that he was wearing. And Shema Mina Simanim La Deraisa, and we see from this Mishnah that Simanim is not Deraisa, as otherwise why would a Simon on his body or a Simon on his clothing not suffice? And the Gemara responds that possibly we would say that Simanim are Deraisa, and if you would have a full-fledged Simon, then we would actually go with that Simon, and therefore we would be Mata a woman to get married. However, Amri Gufoy Da'arch V'Gutz, the simon that the Mishnah was referring to was a shvacha simon where someone came to Bezdin and said, I saw that Reuven was dead and he was tall or he was short. And of course, that is not a major simon because there are many people in the world that are tall or short. And Caleb, the Cheshin L'Sheila, and the reason why, even if you have a simon on a kli, that's not a good enough raya, is because although it's true that Simonim Adaraisa, but it's possible that Reuven was wearing someone else's clothing and he borrowed them from his friend. And the Gemara continues, I Cheshin L'Sheila, if it's true that with Chayish that someone would borrow clothing, so Chamar Simani Ukav Hechem Adrinon, how could it be that the Brisa taught us beforehand, and Rav also taught us that from the word Chamar, we learn out that you don't have to have a simon on the actual donkey, but even if the owner or the Edom actually bring a simon and they say that we know that this is the Chamar of Reuven because the saddle has a simon, and the Brisa taught us that this is a valid simon, well, the Maisa, why aren't we Cheshish that maybe this donkey doesn't really belong to Reuven, and even though the saddle belongs to Reuven, but Reuven lent out a saddle to someone else, and really this Chamar belongs to a different person? And the Gemara answers, even though Lagabi a person, we are chayish that maybe he borrowed someone else's clothing. However, Amri, Loi Mishali Inshi Uchafa Mishun Masakav Lechamra, that certainly someone won't borrow a saddle from someone else, as the saddle had to fit the Chamar exactly correctly, and if it didn't, it potentially could scratch and it could cause wounds to the animal, and therefore a person generally wouldn't do that, and therefore Benigei Chamar, we're not chayishin L'Sheila. And we will skip the next five words of the Gemara for a moment, and we will add it in later on the first of the wide line prior to words Lema Katanoi, but the Gemara continues on this idea that we said with Chayshin L'Sheila, and the Gemara says Al Hadatanya L'Maisa, we have a brace that states Matzoi Kasha Bekis Oy Ba'Anaki V'Tabas Oy Shematzo Ben Kelev Afilu Zman Ruba Kasha, that if Reuven was Mamana Shimon to be a shliach to take a get for him and bring it to his wife Rachel to divorce Rachel, and then Shimon went and lost the get, and at a later point Shimon found a get that was tied to his wallet or to his purse, or he found it tied to his own ring, or he found a get together with the rest of his possessions in his own home, then even if he finds it at a later date and a much later point, then the get would be kosher. And Rashi points out, Apa gab the tnan, even though we learned in the Mishnah Masechtas Gittin, how maybe get for other men and mitzvahs man ruba puzzle, but halacha kasha over here it's muchach that it is the same get, and therefore it's a valid get. Gemara continues and answers the question. And if you're going to tell me chayshish for sheila, ki mitzvah kasha bekis, at my kasha nechel shel sheila, lachir, if you find a get that was tied to your wallet, why is it kasha? If lachir we should be chayshish that maybe Shimon lent out his purse or his wallet to someone else, and that person tied another get to this wallet or to this purse, and therefore it's potentially not the same get. How could we say that Shimon could use the get in order to divorce the wife of Reuven? And the Gemara continues and answers, Amri kisfa anikiv tabas loy mishali inchi, that even though generally we're chayshish for sheila, but we're not chayshish that someone would lend out their wallet, their purse, or their ring. And the reason is kisfa anikiv mishum lemasamni, that certainly a person won't lend out his wallet or his purse because people will make some money based on that. And as Rashi says, that will use it as nichush, they will be superstitious. As Rashi says, minachshi va'imrim, they will be minachish, and they will say similar adam shemashal kisai shemoisle mazloi, that when you lend your wallet to someone else, it's as if you're giving him over your mazel, and therefore people will not lend out their wallet or their purse. And v'tabas mishum de mizayif, and certainly a person won't lend out their signet ring, as if you do, then someone could go and be mizayif and forge your signature, as people used to seal things in order to show that they sent this document to someone. Therefore, certainly, even though it's true that there's a possibility that someone will lend out clothing, but a person will not lend out his wallet, his purse, or his signet ring. And as Rashi says, the mizayif shahil chol ish chaysim nika betabatoi, ushishaylech shum dova seisa michaseo v'chaysimai betabatoi, lefikach ina mashal tabatoi, shema yasa zeh chaysim keneg chaysamai, v'yizayif bayesh lichusav. And ayin intaisi diva maschal kisva aniki mishum de misamni, v'im taima v'aksiv loisinachshu, lemaisa de isa to go and do nichosh, and how can we say that we're chayshish for nichosh, and therefore people wouldn't lend out their wallet or their purse? And Taisa says, v'yishloim mishlohi b'mei isha aminon kol dovish yesh by mishum rufua in by mishum dakei amari, that any superstition or omen that is done for rufua is not a problem of dakei amari, and therefore this idea of not giving someone your kisser aniki is not going to be included in the issa of loisinachashu. We will now go back to the five words that we skipped beforehand, and the Gemara now answers that although we gave an original teretz and we said that the difference between this siman and other simanim is by gufai is the arch v'gutz and kalev the chashin l'sheila, and therefore it's not a proper siman, but maybe generally we would hold that siman deraisa. And the Gemara now says, I could tell you kalev b'chivri v'sumki, that the siman that the person gave in the gate of kalim was that was white or was red, and of course that's a very shvach siman, and that's why we don't trust that siman. But in the chanami, if you would give a much more detailed siman, then simanim is deraisa, and we would actually trust that siman, and therefore potentially we would allow Rachel to get married based on the edim testifying that her husband died and he was wearing specific type of clothing, etc. And the Gemara now continues, Lema Katanai, let us say that this question of Simanim Duraiso, if Simanim is not Duraiso, is Machlekes Tanayim, as we learned in the Braisa, Benegei, a person that dies, and now we have Edom that want to testify that Reuven died, and therefore Rachel should be mutter to get married, Amy Edom al Shuma, that the Tanakama holds, that they can't say testimony that we know that this person had a unique mole on a specific spot and a specific Aver, and even if the Edom testified that he had this type of a mole, that would not suffice, and Rachel would not be mutter to get married. However, Allah's ben Mavoy, Allah's ben Mavoy states that you could testify regarding a nuke mole on a specific Aver, and through such Haggadah's Edus, then the woman could be mutter and should be able to get married, as we would say that certainly Reuven died. And the Gemara asks, my lab, Hakamithli, let us say that this is the base of the Machlekes, that Tanakama Sav is Siman Rabbanon, Tanakama holds a Siman Rabbanon, and therefore by having a mole, even though it's a Siman, but since Simanim are only Drabbanon, therefore we can't be matter and Eishes Ish based on a Simen. And Allah's ben Mavoy holds that Simanim deraisa, and therefore, since we have a Simen that this person had a unique mole on a specific Aver, therefore that's enough to be matter this woman and to be matter and Eishes Ish. And the Gemara will now bring three different ways to understand this Braisa and the Machlekes between Tanakama and Allah's ben Mavoy in order to say that it's not a Machlekes if Simanim deraisa or Simanim lav deraisa. And Amar Rav and Rav states to Kuli Alma Simanim deraisa. So really, we could say that both Tanakama and Loz ben Mavoy hold that Simanim deraisa, v'hocha b'shum mitzuy ben gilui kemifli, and the machlekes between the Tanakama and Loz ben Mavoy is if it's possible to have a unique mole in a specific spot by two different people, based on the fact that both ben gilui and Rashi states hanoel b'shaitoi, that they were both born at the same time, shenoel de b'mazel echad, and they were born under the same mazel, and therefore it's quite possible that they would both have the same unique mole on that aver. And really, if you'd find something which is a unique simon, then certainly there would be no question that Simanim deraisa, but over here there's a question because it's a unique mole, and there is a possibility that someone else has that same mole. And as the Gemara explains, Masav Ashum Mitzuyah Ben Gilai, the Tanakhama holds that a unique mole is found in Ben Gilai, and therefore that can't be a simon, and Rachel can't get married. And Masav Ashum Ainu Mitzuyah Ben Gilai, and Elazar Ben Mavai holds that we wouldn't find the same mole in two separate people, even if he's Ben Gilai. And the Gemara continues with the second Teretz, Ibai's Emo, I could tell you, the Kule Al Mashum Ainu Mitzuyah Ben Gilai, that really the Tanakhama also agrees to Rabbi Elazar Ben Mavai that it's not possible to find the same mole in the same spot on an Eivar in two separate people, even if it's a Ben Gil. And really, the Tanakam and Rabbi Elazar ben Mavai also agree that Simonim Adaraisa, and if so, why does Tanakam say that Eimi Eden al Shuma? And the Gemara explains, because V'hacha, B'Simonim Asuin L'shtanis L'acha Misaka Mifli, the basis for the Machlekes between the Tanakam and Rabbi Elazar ben Mavai is if it's normal for Simonim to change after a person dies, Masav V'Simonim Asuin L'shtanis L'acha Misa, that the Tanakam hold that even though Ruvi may have had a white spot on him prior to dying, but that white spot may turn black after he dies, and therefore you can't go and testify regarding a mole, as ultimately that may have changed once he died, and therefore it's not a riot that that person died, and therefore Rachel can't get married. However, Masav Simonim Ina Sulishtanis Lachemisa, and Rabbi Elazar ben Mavai holds that it's not normal for a simon to change just because a person dies, and therefore if someone testifies regarding a mole, that's considered like a regular simon, and we hold Simonim Deraisa, and therefore based on this testimony, we will allow Rachel to get remarried. And Ayin Rashi b'simonim ma'asun l'shtanis im asun l'shtanis or ina asun l'shtanis im b'chayef ha'isashum b'shchayur b'maisei nasas levana oy epoch. And the Gemara continues, Ibai Seimo, or I could tell you a third reason why you don't have to say the machlekes between Tanakama and Rabbi Elazar ben Mavai is if simonim deraisa or if simonim lav deraisa, as the kula al mashuma ina asun l'shtanis lachamisa, as certainly everyone would agree that a mole is not normal to change after a person dies, and if Eidim testify that Reuven had a black unique mole on a specific Eva, really it should be a valid simon, and really even Rabbi Elazar agrees that generally simonim ad rabbanon, and therefore this simon should not be a good enough raya that Rachel couldn't get married. However, the machlekes between the Tanakam and Rabbi Elazar ben Mavai is v'hacha b'shuma simon muvuk hukamifli. The machlekes is based on the question if a shuma is considered a simon muvuk, and it's not a standard simon, but it's something which is so clear, and therefore even though generally we may hold that simonim al lav deraisa, and the only time that we would allow a simon is by mumminus because of hefka bezin hefka, but not to be matter and eshes ish l'shuk. However, once you have a simon muvuk, then all would agree that simonim al deraisa, and therefore masav v'shuma simon muvuku. Rabbi Elazar ben Mavai holds that a shuma is a simon muvuk, and therefore we would accept the Edom's testimony that Reuven had this unique simon, and therefore we would allow Rachel to get married. However, masav v'shuma lav simon muvuku, the Tanakama holds that a shuma and a unique mole is not a simon muvuk, and therefore since we hold that simonim al lav deraisa, so therefore we would not allow Rachel to get remarried. And Lamaisa, up until this point, we don't have a raya if simonim are deraisa or if simonim are lav deraisa, and we will stop over here.